become very big in environmental education, which I was involved with Audubon and down in the Florida Keys. And we were hoping to put on a number of programs at the Cairo Nature Center, youth programs with the different youth organizations, and Cornell helped us there. And we just put 100 acres in a land trust that a friend of mine donated up in the Round Top area on the Shingle-Kill River with a couple of beautiful waterfalls. And we've been talking to a number of the children's organizations around the area and the scouts and such about utilizing the property in the future for different environmental education and camping and fishing and things like that.
Right. But it seems that there have been some disagreements with the Cairo Town Board over issues perhaps of liability or upkeep. It's kind of hard to keep track of when looking through some of these news sources. What is the status of...
There are a couple of old board members that really don't want anything of this sort going on. And it's been a big problem. And the town has a master, you know, insurance policy for all its open space. So that's not really a problem. It's very hard and it's very unfortunate that these people keep getting reelected and make it very difficult for us to do things for the, you know, we have a lot of poor children over there that, you know, these programs like your community center here are a great lifeline for them, and they do a lot of great things, and we're hoping to do things like that, you know, in Cairo. So we keep plugging away. We don't give up, because I don't give up.
that's good. So, is it open?
No, it's officially closed. I just went to a meeting with the town board about a month and a half ago, and they said about a week or so ago when they had the last town board meeting that they would make a decision, and we still haven't gotten a decision. So life goes on.